Let's rest upon our faithfulness. As you close your eyes, raise up your hands to the Lord. And pray for ourselves in this song. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah, answer.
O fe ana ṣugbọn Oluwa ti se inu.
Very well.
Ẹwà wọn ṣe ẹjẹ padara dara.
Adversary.
Ologun rẹ.
Adversary is the same name the Bible uses for the devil.
Ọ̀tá òun kan náà ni Bíbélì lò fún èṣù.
Also provoked and sore.
Ologun rẹ pẹ̀lú àṣì máa tọ́ gidigidi.
For to make her fret.
Láti mú bínú.
Because God has shut up our world.
Nítorí tí Olúwa ti ṣe ìnínú.
And as he did so year by year.
Bí òun ti ń ṣe é bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́dọọdún.
When she went up to the house of the Lord.
Nígbà tí Anna bá gòkè lọ sí ilé Olúwa.
So she provoked her.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Bèdínà máa mú bínú.
Therefore she wept.
Nítorí náà a máa sọ fún.
And did not eat.
Kò sì jẹun.
Verse 7 again.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
And as he did so year by year, so this thing was timed. It's timed. The provocation from Bèdínà was timed.
Bí òun ti máa ń ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́dọọdún, ìbànújẹ́ tí Bèdínà máa ń fún yìí ọdọọdún ni ló máa ṣe lọ́dọọdún.
Bèdínà would do it when she went up to the house of the Lord.
Bèdínà sì máa ṣe nígbà tó bá gòkè lọ sí ilé Olúwa.
So she provoked her.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ìbànújẹ́.
Therefore Anna wept.
Nítorí náà Abba Anna máa sùn fún kò sì jẹun.
Dealing with the spirit of Bèdínà.
Bí gbogbo ti ẹ̀mí Bèdínà.
Who was Bèdínà?
Ta ni Bèdínà?
She was the second wife of Elkanah.
Ìyàwó kejì.
Bèdínà will provoke Anna at the time the family will be going to meet God.
Bèdínà máa bá Anna nínú jẹ́ nígbà tí àwọn mọ̀lẹ́bí bá fẹ́ lọ bá Ọlọ́run pàdé.
So Bèdínà and Anna are always well timed.
Ìgbógun ti Bèdínà ó máa ń ṣe lọ́nà tó kúrégé.
So it has an agenda behind it.
Ó ní ètò kan tó tì í lẹ́yìn.
The agenda of Bèdínà is to discourage Anna from going to the house of God, and if she goes there, for her to be miserable there.
Ètò Bèdínà òun ni láti mú kí inú Anna ó máa bàjẹ́ kó má bàa lọ sí ilé Ọlọ́run. Tó bá jẹ́ pé ó lọ sí ilé Ọlọ́run, kínú rẹ̀ má dùn níbẹ̀.
The agenda of Bèdínà is that Anna will not enjoy her stay in the house of God.
Ètò Bèdínà ni wípé Anna ò ní gbádùn pé ó lọ sí ilé Ọlọ́run.
But it's interesting to note that the Bible calls Bèdínà Anna's adversary.
Ó wá jẹ́ ohun tó lárinrin láti rí wípé Bíbélì ń pe Bèdínà ní orogún Anna.
Which means the same thing as Satan.
Èyí túmọ̀ sí Sátani fúnra rẹ̀.
If Anna had given in to Bèdínà's attacks.
Bí Anna bá ti sọ̀rọ̀ sínú nítorí ìgbógun tí Bèdínà gbé ni.
She would have been too discouraged to go to church on the day God decided to visit her.
Ọkọ rẹ̀ ìbá ti bàjẹ́ débi wípé kò ní lọ sí.
That would mean that Samuel might never have been born. And so Anna would have missed a long awaited miracle. Listen to me very, very carefully this morning, beloved. The day you give up on God and say, I'm not praying again, I'm tired of everything. Could be the day schedule of God's calendar for your breakthrough. The day you still coming for some meetings because you felt that God is too slow.
Could
be the day God has chosen to take notice of your tears.
It
will be the day you miss your visitation and the day you miss your Samuel. A woman was coming to our church many, many years ago when we were somewhere in Akure. Was asking for so many things, was asking for food of the womb, she was asking for so many things. Everybody needed so many church. She got there earlier than everyone
else.
You sweep the place, you
take
the chairs,
you
dust the roof.
You
see her singing as she's doing it. And any service, it is assumed that it is there.
Gbogbo òsì pátá
But one particular morning service, because it goes this week, our services at 5 a.m. in the morning every day of the week. Those kind of things have died at night, which is very sad. When they that morning, all of a sudden, that was a prophecy. And where is my daughter? So just one so. Where is he now? I've come here to visit her today. And I brought multiple gifts for her to, in respect of what she has been doing in my house. Where is he?
Oh, my dad.
Have somebody tell me where she is now. Therefore, it is written. The words that have come forth out of my mouth shall not come back to me void.
It
shall prosper in that which I have sent it. Since I cannot find my daughter so-and-so, I give this gift to somebody else. We look around. She didn't come. That was the day she wanted to come to church. And the devil went to her. So what are you? What are
you
as old as you are. You sweep the floor. Clean branches. What has that brought to you? And she sat down. And that was the day of visitation. Can you raise up your right hand, beloved?
No, what?
And shout this louder than anyone around you.
Yes, keep your mind. No, let
me. And causes trouble. Anytime you are about to take a step for God, it will just come and there will be problems. What is the spirit of
Peninnah?
It's for somebody to be absent on the day God decides to come to church to meet your needs.
Oh, the kenny, you must be alone. But Dr. Lauren, why not if I do need to fight
it? It is a very, very serious matter.
Oh, to love that.
In the early 30s, when two men in this country, the western part of the country,
I want to remind you what. They
were both men of God. They were both prayer warriors. Both of them did 40 days dry fast. Both of them have been measured the power of God in their
lives.
Both of them were to be used by God to curse the Bible. They prayed like no man's business. They prayed until God came and said, okay. It's enough. It's enough. Both of you, go and meet with me at a particular time in 21 days
time.
When you get there, you don't need to pray. You just stay in that location. And my dew will fall upon you. And you shall be filled with uncommon power. Don't talk it, don't pray again. Just give me thanks. This man who had prayed and prayed for years for this, they rejoiced. They had 21 days to get to the location. Gave them 21 days notice. Gave them the date and the time. It was one fellow called Professor Prophet Omotunde and another prophet again. They were the two asked by the Lord to gather them. But for some strange reason, it was only Prophet Omotunde that was on ground when the Lord asked them to gather. For some strange reason, the other fellow got there, he didn't eat. So when Omotunde was there, and the dew came in two portions, one meant for him, one meant for the other fellow. But as the other fellow was not there, the two dew, the tongue of the joined together at the top and fell on his
knees.
And his anointing was uncommon. By the great apostle Joseph Babalola, used to call him Oga. Master. Because of that, what was the spirit that took this fellow away? And it did not appear. These are matters for serious prayer, beloved. Sometimes God comes. He wants to meet somebody during the praise worship. He's chatting with his friend outside. Sometimes God comes to visit somebody during the testimony service. But this busy man puff at Onike Junction
there.
Sometimes God comes to meet a person as they're sharing the grace. But because he was in a hurry to buy some money, they're booking there, yet it's off. And you miss what God wants to do. This is a very serious case. Sometimes God comes.
He said,
I will meet with this person
on
a particular weekday service.
Ni ani ose ninus.
But it's that weekday service.
Igbona ani ose
ninus. My friend is in birthday.
Ah, ale ni si ojo bi.
To that place.
Awa lobe.
Why the angels come and wait?
Gba ka ge ni pa to duro.
For you to arrive.
Fun kode.
I'm not arriving.
Gba to si
de. Just look around.
No.
We can't take this thing back to them. To somebody else, who did not ask for it? I pray that this morning, every power that makes you to miss when you should get your blessing will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. What is the spirit of
Peter?
Is the internal locus. Laughing at you at all.
Oh God, Lily.
What is with the Penina?
Give me a me, Penina.
Is those looking down on you?
Oh, now I'm going for to enjoy in their work.
Because you lack something they have.
Literally, you won't deal with what they are
on you. So they're looking down on you.
Do they not go for to enjoy in their work?
Spirit of Penina.
Amen, Penina.
What is with the Penina?
Give me a me, Penina.
It is the spirit of heaviness.
Oh, there be who walk up.
Mind is so heavy.
Can't
pray.
You
can't sing. You can't rejoice. What is the spirit of Penina? It is a spirit of strategic type of trouble. Strategic timing of trouble. What is the spirit of Penina? The spirit of polygamous witchcraft.
Oh, there, you know
what? What is the spirit of Penina?
It
is the spirit of frustration.
Oh, there, you
frustration.
Ejaculate.
What is the spirit of Penina?
It
is the spirit of strategic antagonism.
Oh, there, you are tackle Satan.
Strategic war.
What
is the spirit of Penina?
It
is align your problems to dictate your service to God.
That's
the spirit of Penina. I want you to understand this. When you align your problems or whatever you are doing to take away your service to God, this spirit moves in. But the major characteristic of the spirit of Penina is discouragement. It is the spirit of discouragement. Discouragement is a terrible disease. Terrible disease. Some time ago I was sharing with you here. A brother had a problem. He cried and cried and cried himself to sleep. And as he cried himself to sleep, he had a dream. He saw Satan in the marketplace. Everybody was selling things in the market. He saw that Satan too was selling things. He had prices for everything he was selling. Satan was selling hypertension. Selling malice. He was selling thoughtlessness. Selling wickedness. But the all these things, they were priced very low. But then there was an old equipment that was there, like an axe. It seemed to have been used over and over and over and over again. That was the most expensive item that Satan was selling. So the brother now asks Satan, why is this old worn out equipment? Why is it so expensive? Satan said you should look at the label. The brother looked at the label. They wrote discouragement. Satan answered, the reason is expensive.
Now that you are eating it if you want.
It's because with this weapon, I get my way into any life.
Oh, we pray it is it if you want it. Don't matter what I hear you can.
And that practically every human being has had this weapon used on them. And that only few are able to resist it. When the brother woke up, he stopped crying. He refused to be
praised.
So the major characteristic of the spirit of Nina is discouragement. It is sad, but it is true, beloved. Many of us actually wage war on ourselves. Wage war against ourselves. And then we begin to complain. Somebody takes his wristwatch, then you watch the
car.
And the fellow begins to look at it. And he says, I want to see what is wrong there. And because you begin to use it to press the wristwatch. Then you destroy it yourself. You've taken it to the
repairer.
But you refuse to let it go. You say you are giving the problem over to Jesus, but you are still carrying the load by yourself.
Say,
casting all your cares upon him, the Bible says, for he cared for you. If you take your baby to the mechanic and then you are disturbing the fellow, you don't allow him to work, how will he repair it for you? So many of us downgrade ourselves continually and allow the spirit of discouragement to take over our lives. Discouragement. It's just like the word disease. Disease. Lack of ease.
I mean, ifarabale.
Discouragement. Lack of courage.
I need prayer.
When you are this, you don't hear anything from God. And this is why, like David this morning, you must encourage yourself in the Lord. This morning, you must decide that the spirit of pain will not have a hold upon your life. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means you are dissatisfied with your past. And you are sorrowful because of your past. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means you distrust the future. You distrust the future. You don't think much will happen there. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means ingratitude for the blessing of yesterday. Means you are not interested in the opportunities of today. Because he said he can't put it for ashes, the oil of joy for money, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means you have insecurity regarding strength for tomorrow. You don't think your strength for tomorrow is secure. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means the spirit of impatience with time. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means immaturity of thoughts. As far as God is concerned, discouragement is unbelief in God. As far as God is concerned, discouragement is you are insulting God. When you are getting discouraged as a Christian, you are committing a sin which is being impolite to the Almighty. Encouragement causes hope. But discouragement brings hopelessness and despair. Discouraged people have a lot of loose ends to tie up. When they are sick, they are the first people to die. Because they keep up so easily. They go to where they are in the hospital. And somebody dies. Sir, where did you kill that one? Discourage people, the one who is killing me. Why don't they allow me to die? They start screaming. I know something like
that.
She woke up. The devil woke up in the morning. And she said, sit down. Review your life. You have 3 children. No husband. The last husband you married. Just ran away. Now you did name the ceremony. 2 months ago.
This
baby on this bed. And now the father of that baby has escaped. Ran away. So what are you living for? So tell me, what is what you are going to do? That bottle of vinegar tablet there. Swallowed the bottle. End it all. And he took a bottle. I wanted to swallow. But as he was about to swallow it, the spirit came again. I said, before you swallow, strangulate this baby. So that she won't suffer after you have come. It was at that level. She had somebody screaming downstairs. Repent! For the kingdom of heaven is at that. That was what's
called.
She wanted to allow discouragement to snuff out her mind. Discouraged people cry out, why is God on holiday? So this is all the spirit of Penina. Can you close your eyes again? And begin to bind and cast out every power and spirit of discouragement. Every arrangement of that spirit. The operation of that spirit. The plantation of that spirit. The root of the spirit. Begin to bind and cast it out. Don't allow this spirit to steal from you. Jesus is here.
Yes,
and his power is in this place. Open your mouth and begin to bind and cast it out. Speak of his Jesus' name we pray.
Lorukọ Jesu la gbadura.
The truth, beloved, is this.
Otito ibere olufe.
Doubt.
Iye meji
will always see obstacles.
Ama ri idena.
Faith.
Igbagbo
will see the way.
Ama ri ona.
So if you are a doubter.
To ba je oniye meji.
A scientific, a honest doubter like Thomas.
To je oniye meji bi Thomas.
Well, I'm not saying he didn't rise again from the dead.
Mi o so mi pe ko ti de ni
to. I'm not arguing that.
Mo jiyan yen.
But you guys, you have seen him.
Sugbo eyin mo ye ti ri.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Mi o ti ri.
And until I see.
And ati ba ri.
Don't believe that.
Ki se le ni kan.
Until I see, he showed me his palm.
To ba fi ate lowo re mo.
I dip my finger into that place where they punched the nail through.
Ti mo si ti ka ni bo ibi ti won fi soku.
Then
nigba na.
Will I believe?
Agbagbo.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Was a doubter.
Oniye meji.
Scientific honest doubter.
Oniye meji horan.
And Jesus said to him, Thomas.
Jesus bawi ko pe Thomas.
Because you see me, you believe.
Nitori ko ni mi o gbagbo.
Blessed are those that they are not seeing.
Gbagbo ko fun ni awon fun awon ti o ti ri.
And believe.
Ti won si gbagbo.
When you begin to declare, I can't, I can't.
Nigba to ba bere fi so bi ko mo le se, mo le se.
What you are saying? What you are saying is that God can't.
Ohun to sọ ni pe Ọlọrun o le ṣe.
And immediately you begin to feed your doubt.
Ni kete to ba si fi oúnjẹ bọ iye meji
rẹ. Your doubt will starve your faith.
Iye meji rẹ yóò fún ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ pa.
Starve your faith.
Yóò fún ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ pa.
Discouragement, beloved.
Ìdàrú ọkọ olùfẹ́.
Christian human beings to everyone killed by typhoid, diabetes, or pneumonia.
Ó máa ń pa ènìyàn mẹ́wàá. Ó sì máa ń pa ènìyàn ju bí ibà àti oní oríṣiríṣi àrùn tó máa ń pa ènìyàn lọ.
And discouragement will cripple somebody's achievement.
Ìdàrú ọkàn yóò sì sọ ohun tẹ́nìyàn ti ṣe dá láìlágbára.
But the truth about discouragement is this.
Ṣùgbọ́n òtítọ́ nípa ìdàrú ọkàn rẹ.
It is a personal decision.
Ìpinnu ara ẹni ni.
Just like happiness is a personal decision.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí inú dídùn ṣe jẹ́ ìpinnu ara ẹni.
You can decide to be happy.
O lè pinnu pé inú rẹ gbọ́dọ̀.
And you can decide to allow somebody to make you unhappy.
O sì lè pinnu pé kẹ́nì kan kó múnú rẹ má dùn.
You can decide to be discouraged.
O lè pinnu pé kọ́kàn rẹ ó dàrú.
It's a personal decision.
Ìpinnu ara ẹni.
You need to make a conscious decision that you will not be discouraged.
O ní láti ṣe ìpinnu tó mọ́mọ́ ṣe pé o ní ní ìdàrú ọkàn.
Contrary to popular belief.
Yàtọ̀ sí báwo ènìyàn ti máa ń ronú.
No one can discourage you unless you discourage yourself.
Kò sẹ́ni tó lè dà ọ́ lọ́kàn lọ àbí tó bá dà ara rẹ lọ́kàn.
You can make a decision not to give in to discouragement.
Ó lè pinnu wípé o ní fààyè gba ìdàrú ọkàn.
Don't wait for someone to come and encourage you. Encourage yourself in the Lord.
Má dúró ní ẹnìkan tí yóò gbà ọ́ níyànjú tàbí mú ọ lọ́kàn lé múra rẹ lọ́kàn lé nínú Olúwa.
If you know that you need deliverance from the grasshopper spirit, you better go and pray that God should deliver you.
Bó o bá mọ̀ mí pé o nílò ìtúsílẹ̀ kúrò lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀mí ẹlẹ́gà, o jẹ́ lọ kó lọ lè gbà ọ́.
Grasshopper spirit is the spirit that say we can't do it, it's not possible, it's like can't, it's not achievable.
Ẹ̀mí ẹlẹ́gà lẹ̀mí tó tọrí kò lè ṣe kò ṣe ṣe kò ṣe mú ṣe.
If you need deliverance from the spirit of evil expectation, you better go for the deliverance.
Bó o bá nílò ìtúsílẹ̀ fún ìrètí búburú, o jẹ́ lọ ṣe ìtúsílẹ̀ yìí.
As you are sitting down there this morning,
ibo ṣe wà lórí ìjókòó rẹ lóòrọ̀ yìí.
You may be passing through your personal Gethsemane now.
O lè máa la ohun tá a pè ní Gethsemane ara ẹni kọjá báyìí.
Paul and Silas passed through the same Gethsemane.
Paulu àti Sila wọ́n la Gethsemane kan náà kọjá.
They were not working for themselves, they were working for God.
Ìṣàlà ọmọ náà ń ṣiṣẹ́ fún Ọlọ́run náà ń ṣiṣẹ́ fún.
They have just ministered to a woman and the woman has not been properly built up.
Wọ́n ṣiṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ fóbìnrin kan. Obìnrin ọ̀hún ọ̀sìn kì í parí iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ọ̀hún.
Just when they come back.
Wọ́n jèrè ọkàn kan.
And they were going some other way and they saw a vision come over to Macedonia and help us. That's why they went there.
Wọ́n sì lọ bòmíràn fún àríyàn wípé wá sí Macedonia torí ìyẹn ṣe lọ́bẹ̀.
They went there on divine invitation.
Wọ́n lọ síbẹ̀ Ọlọ́run sì tó pè wọ́n lọ́bẹ̀.
But how can I dey around the town?
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n ṣe dé ìlú yìí.
When they grab them.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ló mú wọn.
The Bible says they laid many stripes on them, many.
Bíbélì wí pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ pàṣán náà fi nà wọ́n.
And then they dropped them on the floor.
Wọ́n wá wọ wọn nílẹ̀ ẹ̀lẹ̀.
And then they threw them into jail.
Wọ́n wá sọ wọ́n sínú túbú.
But these are men who refuse to be discouraged.
Wípé àwọn wọ̀nyí wọ́n kọ̀ láti ní ìdàrú ọkàn.
The Bible says at midnight.
Bíbélì sọ wípé ní ọ̀pọ̀.
Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. And the prisoners had them. And because of that, the earthquake of deliverance was released. That broke the chains of people. That's what the Bible says. Thou will teach him in perfect peace. He whose heart is stayed on
God.
You need to allow your heart to stay on God. What causes discouragement? Before we start praying, what normally causes? David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. When he said to Abiathar the priest Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? And he answered him, pursue,
but
thou shalt surely retain them.
And
without fail, recover all. When your heart is encouraged,
it's
a condition to receive good news. A person will not hear good news with a discouraged spirit. After living at the courage himself in the Lord, he now prayed with confidence. And he got a wonderful promise, a fantastic proclamation. But David could never have had that if he had chosen to remain discouraged. So shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? Shall I recover? Yes. Pursue. Overtake. And recover. All because he encouraged himself in the Lord.
Nítorí pé ó kúra rẹ̀ lọ́kànlé nínú Olúwa.
Ìjẹ́ sọ pé ẹ máa beg the husband.
Ẹ sọ fún àwọn kan pé lọ bẹ ọkọ rẹ̀.
I'm tired of begging the man.
Adóṣù mi àti máa bẹ.
Keep begging.
Máa bẹ.
I'm tired of keeping greeting this person without any response.
Oṣù mi àti máa bẹ ẹni láìjá.
Keep greeting.
Máa bẹ.
I'm tired of praying.
Oṣù mi àti máa gbàdúrà.
Keep asking, don't give up.
Máa bá.
I'm tired of laying hands on the same place. When they say, "Don't you want it?" She lay hands. I always lay hands on the same place. Keep laying hands because the next laying of hand will be the crumbling of the problem. All the laying of hands have been put in since. They are creating internal termites inside the tent.
One fire come.
So one last blow like this is just. Opportunities in disguise. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. The spirit of Penina had destroyed so many breakthroughs.
It
has pulled a champion down to the level of the slave. It has upset heaven. It has made efforts to get angry with people. Because when God told Israel, God possesses the promised land, He didn't ask them to go and fight in their strength. They were to go, He was to do the fighting. But they didn't, they said, "Where there are giants." And everyone's got angry. But you are not good. Why do you fight? I want you to understand that as long as we allow this kind of spirit to direct our lives,
the
enemy will keep pushing us here and
there.
And David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So whatever you're going through now, trouble is part of life. Unto every life, a measure of acidic grain is supposed to fall. Life is not a bed of roses. Life is not simple. And we have battles to fight. But if you allow this discouragement to set in, you lose your battle before you even start. Rise up on your feet, man. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. There are some prayers I want you to do. Seven of them. Seven of them. The purpose of these prayers,
he did not
is to deal thoroughly with stubborn situations. Situation that has and standing before children of God and boasting like
Goliath.
I want you to understand that as far as the Almighty is concerned, nothing is impossible. As far as the Almighty is concerned, it is the language of the doctors, the language of lawyers, the language of business who will say, ah, this is not possible, this is impossible, this cannot be done. And through the doctor that he said it cannot be done, by his medical training and by what you could see in his result, it's not possible. But there is another word that can overrule any medical condition. There's another word that has no respect for what man is saying. Jesus said, to man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. This is a very serious matter. Very, very serious matter. I want you to understand the ability of our God. As we're in this service this morning now, there are two people in this service. Their wounds were removed completely, taken out. But they are standing right here as I'm talking to you now. With pregnancy. Whereas the wounds were taken out. So with God, all things are possible. The doctors who did the operation are still arguing that it's not possible, it's not this, it's not that. For us, well, God performs more than men. So this morning, brother, you try the doctors have failed. Why don't you give them a chance? You try the lawyers have failed. Why not give God a chance? You try to use your intelligence, it has failed you. Why not give God a chance? You've tried to run around and look for people to support you, but your supporters are able to fight you. So this morning, pray these seven prayers like a mad lion and watch the mountains crumble. The Bible says, who are thou, O great mountain? As many people as Raise up your voice, beloved. You must deal with that Goliath. Today.
Rapport de Cassandra, Manacapone, Cassapora, Pocopo, 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 Pocopo,
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes. Yes.
Ben. Ben.
Continue. Continue.
The swaggy.
Vomited a padlock.
Oh, Paul, I got a good.
And ask them, who have you locked up in this padlock? She says you have locked up her mother. Okay. Where is the key to this padlock?
It's
a man of God, do you want the key? Yes. She vomited the key. I said, open the padlock.
Okay.
Is your mother free now?
She said,
no.
So
that woman has been on a hospital bed for 14 months. But look by her own daughter. So when she opened the padlock, is your mother now free? No. See, because I want her to suffer. I passed her through 14 other padlocks. And she said all those 14 had to be opened before she can be free. There is something called multiple curses.
Oh, come on.
Multiple strong man. Multiple witchcraft manipulations.
There
is multiple padlocking. So some people come to church, pray, maybe out of 10 padlocks, they got broken, they have some relief, they think the problem is over. He said, I'm going to continue with Jesus and live a holy life and begin to pray. The backslide. It is from those multiple oppositions you want to face now. Which is prayer number 4. You will shout this loud and clear. Don't negotiate the authority of this prayer. Straightforward and specific and accurate this prayer.
Adura Tolonisha Atamata Sesimi.
Multiple powers.
Adala Opoloko.
Speaking impossibility to my life.
Tosa Rasheti Sinayemi.
Can you shout it loud? Can you shout it to me, Abba? Your time is up! In the name of Jesus! Yes! Open your mouth, open your mouth.
Yes.
If not,
nobody there.
By the time you get home, that snake you are serving will have died. And then you yourself will. follow by them. So you have an opportunity to deliver yourself. Or you have an opportunity to run away. You see, this is mountain of fire. You can't be worshipping snake at home and then you are coming here. Find your way to the altar now. Or run away. If not, by the time you get home, the snake will have died. And within 3 days, you will die. You have an opportunity. It's because of you I stopped that prayer. Multiple powers! Speaking the impossibility into my life.
Invisible powers.
I want that I
binding me
Business stagnancy. Career stagnancy. Marital stagnancy.
Invisible
power.
And I
in Jesus' name we pray. Many things are taking place here. Those who dress have been blocked. The roads are being opened now. Yes.
Ben.
Marital roads.
Ono
physical roads.
Ono
spiritual roads.
Ono
academic roads.
Ono ninu
career roads, business roads.
Ono ninu se.
That have been blocked.
Ito titi.
They are being opened now.
On shibai.
They are being opened now.
On shibai.
It's a sister here.
Arabi kan baby.
There are 10 different stones.
Okuta mewa ototo luwa.
Your abdomen.
Ni more.
And sometimes you feel them smashing each other.
Nigba miran, o ma mo pe won kan ra won.
They've been taken out one by one.
On ya di loko kan bayi.
This is number 7.
Adura kejiri.
Number 7.
Adura kejiri.
Giant! Opposing my breakthroughs.
Don't tackle an ajabi.
Can you shout it with really anger?
Everybody know that.
Down. And for his miracle greatness unto your spirit.
Yes,
glory be to the name of the Lord.
Oh, God, call you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
So thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Like that prophecy said to Gideon. So you Gideon, go in this your might. You will go in the might of the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Let's share the grace of fellowship.